This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast number 54 of Against the Grain.
Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hello. This is the Super Tall Marshall Morris, and today I am joined by Dr. Chad Edwards, who believes that 80% of medical recommendations are crap.
Pure crap,
technically speaking. He is a veteran of the U.S. Army. He founded Revolution Health, and he's the author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements. Dr. Edwards, welcome.
How are you today? We missed last Friday. I missed it. Hated that. Here we are.
Hey, no worries. We are back at it, and we're getting into some pretty awesome topics today, and we have a special guest on the show today.
We do, and I am so excited to have her. We've been working together for a while, and I'll tell you my story here in just a minute, but we have Dr. Crystal Lewis.
Hi, how are you guys?
And I don't know if you know this, but there's actually a Christian singer named Crystal Lewis, and that was very confusing to me.
They confuse us a lot, but not because I can sing well.
I was going to say, can you belt something out for us?
No.
No worries.
Welcome.
So we're getting into it today, and you have a story. Is it a story about Dr. Lewis, or is it something later in the show that we'll get into, what's the deal?
It's a story about me, because I like to tell stories mainly about me.
Of course.
Because that's how I think. So, but it involves her.
Okay.
So my story is that I had a low back strain, just kind of strained my low back. It wasn't lifting anything. It was just kind of, I built this pole barn out in the middle of where I bought my land and all that stuff. And I was working out there, and I kind of strained it just a little bit. And I know exactly what I did. And it wasn't even really stupid. It was just a strain. So I started having low back pain, and I've had that like once before. My back's for the most part pretty healthy. And so I started having this low back pain. It's like this domino effect, right? So you get this back pain, and it causes you to walk funny. And, then I'm walking like, somebody off The Walking Dead. When I say somebody, I mean a zombie off The Walking Dead. And so I'm dragging my leg and all that kind of good stuff. And then it just kind of starts getting worse, because I'm not walking like I should. I'm not doing all these other things. And it's just kind of perpetuating itself. And so I come into work one day, and Dr. Lewis is in there, and Dr. Lewis does not talk like this, but her facial expressions were a stream of obscenities about the way I was walking, and she said, "Get in here," and so she dragged me, kicking and screaming. I wasn't really kicking and screaming, but so she takes me into her exam room and did kind of a quick exam, and she was like, "Yeah, you're messed up," and I was like, "Oh." My wife's been telling me that for a while. So she did an evaluation, and I believe in upper cervical chiropractic. I believe in what she does. That's why she's, we've worked together, and why she's in our clinic. And my thought was, it's my low back, not my neck. That was kind of my thought. And sadly, I kind of know better, but at the same time, that was just my thought process. I don't have time for that. I got work to do. I got to go. So she takes a look at my shoulders and alignment, and I'll let her tell that part in just a minute. And so so she lays me down on the table for my adjustment. And I've been around upper cervical before. I knew it wasn't, a lot of straining and cracking and popping, and which I've been to chiropractors before that did stuff like that and made me just want to jump off the table. It was like incredibly uncomfortable. Mm. Not that all of them do that, but I mean, I've had that experience. Not really a fun thing. And so I knew it wasn't going to be like that, but I still, you know, I didn't really know quite what to expect. And so she lays me on my side and just kind of, I don't know how to describe this, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words and I just have to explain it. But it was almost like she really kind of massaged the side of my neck and my head. That's probably the best thing, the best way to describe it. I mean, this very gentle, just kind of pushing and poking, but I mean, extremely gentle. And when she was done, I was kind of like, okay, when are you going to get started? You know, it was that kind of thing.
Right.
And so she said, okay, let's check you out. And I was like, you're done? She said, yeah, let's check it and see how you do. Stood up, and of course, from her assessment, it kind of realigned everything. So she got my head on straight, which nobody else has been able to do. Then I noticed when I stood up, my pain in my back was about 50% reduced. So she didn't completely remove that. I mean, I had a strain. You know, you can't undo a strain. But the pain that I had because of that domino effect was 50% gone when I stood up. Throughout the day, it improved probably 80%. Now,
this is pain in your lower back.
That's correct. Okay. Not my neck. Okay. I never had pain in my neck at all.
Okay.
And this was in my low back. And throughout the day, it improved probably 80%. Still had a little bit, but it was so much better. Now, you know, when I went to sleep that night, some of it kind of came back. It probably went back up to about 50%. But I would argue that it set me on a path where I would recover much, much, much faster than I believe I would have had I not let her massage my neck.
And so as a patient, you weren't having it. You just, nope, you touching my neck is not going to make my back better.
There was a little bit of thought, you know, and of course, I mean, like I said, I've been around this. I know better.
Sure.
But there's just kind of that thing in the back of your head that's like, seriously?
We've been programmed, though, that the body is separate parts. And so that's part of the reason why,
sure,
you know, they say, well, how can you help a knee? How can you help this whenever you're just touching the top of my neck?
Sure. And so in your experience, it greatly, greatly helped you on to the road of recovery.
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't not treat myself and treat myself at the same time to see which one of me got better.
Yeah.
Although there may be two of me. We don't really know.
Sure.
But I definitely noticed a turn at that point. And, you know, again, I understand why. I know that it is very beneficial. But that was very, very interesting to me, how much better my low back was because of that. And so, you know, now every time one of our staff comes in and they've got a tweak or a crack or something like, I shouldn't say crack because that implies the wrong thing. So let me clarify. But every time we feel a little bit off, which, you know, for some of our staff is quite often.
Sure.
Jenna.
Wow.
Now we'll see if she's listening. Yeah. They hunt Dr. Lewis down and are like, hey, you know, we need help. And she has been, you know, invaluable to our staff. So that's my introduction to Dr. Lewis.
Immediate social proof. She knows what she's doing.
Okay. Yes.
So
exactly.
So if the story didn't sell all the listeners that she knows what she's doing, what are maybe some of your credentials, or what is your background? How long have you been doing it, and what is the relationship between the clinics?
Well, I have, I am from Tulsa, and I have been practicing upper cervical chiropractic for a little over 13 years now. So I graduated at the end of 2003. I was a preceptor and an associate with a practice in town, an upper cervical practice, and then went out on my own at the end of 2006. And so I have been on my own since then, and just had some family challenges at home, but ran my practice pretty much by myself, and then got to a point that I wanted to join a team. And so that's how I ended up. I've heard through some other people about Dr. Edwards and what he did. And even though I do chiropractic, I'm very passionate about functional medicine as well. And so what he did resonated with what I did, because there's not very many practitioners that does what he does. And so I think we knew somebody mutual, and they had set up appointment, and then it went that way. And he was wanting to, you know, bring some other people on, and I was wanting to join a team. And so it worked out perfectly that way. But with chiropractic school, I went to Logan College of Chiropractic. Before then, I'm a graduate of the University of Tulsa. And so always.
Canes. Can I say that?
Yeah, you say that.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't even know if I know that reference.
Hurricanes?
Oh, hurricanes. I thought you said something else.
So now we're completely exiling all the Sooners and the Cowboys here, you know, that are listening. So we've now pledged our allegiance to the Canes.
And go Pokes and Boomer Sooner.
There you go.
Does that help?
I think that helps. Okay, so you graduated TU originally.
Yes, and then went to chiropractic school about a year later and in St. Louis. And so cool. Was there, and that's about a 3.5 to 4 year program all year round. And then got back here and started practicing right away.
So Dr. Edwards, what are we getting into today? What have we brought Dr. Lewis on to really kind of dive into a little bit more?
Well, first of all, let me say that, so we did bring her on to talk about one thing in particular, but I want to say that she has a very broad base of experience, and we kind of alluded to a couple of things about upper cervical chiropractic, and it's important to understand that the concept is a little bit different than what I've seen with traditional, you know, just your regular full spine chiropractic. They are very pro-health, preventive, proactive kind of thing, and they'll tell you that when you have proper alignment of the upper cervical region, the upper portion of your neck, that everything else kind of falls into place. And so maintaining the alignment of that allows full normal neurologic function. I don't mean to steal any thunder.
No, you're saying it very well.
Okay. Well, thank you. but when those are properly aligned, you have good circulation, you have proper neurologic function, you have, you know, the autonomics and sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems are in balance, you know, all of these kinds of things. And so that's one of the things that that is beneficial. And it's certainly one of the reasons that I wanted to have her in our clinic because it kind of helps to complete a full circle approach to optimizing health. So it's not just, hey, I've got low back pain, I need to go see Dr. Lewis. It is much, much, much more than that. And I've told stories in the past on the podcast and other episodes about what I've seen from some patients and the benefit that they've had with upper cervical chiropractic. So I wanted to just kind of lay that out there. And then she is actually, I don't know if she will say this, but she has a broad base of experience and is interested in even furthering herself. You know, in Oklahoma, every state's a little bit different, but in Oklahoma, she can't prescribe medications and, you know, those kinds of things. And she has a heart and a passion for optimizing the health of her patients. And so she, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, saw it as a limitation that she couldn't prescribe certain things. She's limited. So she is actually in the process of becoming a nurse practitioner. So that she can provide full upper cervical chiropractic as well as functional medicine. And so she is a tremendous asset to our team. And, you know, we're definitely honored to have her. So what we wanted to do was just introduce upper cervical chiropractic, what it can do for patients, why they should kind of look for that, what conditions it can help, and those kinds of things. So...
Well, upper cervical is different. Dr. Edwards touched on that it is adjusting from the upper cervical spine, which is the top two bones in the spine. We call them C1 or C2 or the atlas and the axis. And even though we're just making contact with the upper cervical, it's actually full spine adjusting because it affects the entire spine. There's a misconception that it only helps functional, only helps upper cervical, only helps that spine. But it helps the full body, just like full spine adjusting would in that capacity. The difference, too, is one of the questions I get asked a lot is sometimes people shy away from chiropractors in general. And even though I don't believe that they should, a lot of it is the popping, the cracking, the twisting. That's what we normally see traditional chiropractic. And so the comparison in that way was that this technique is very, very gentle. You know, Dr. Edwards described it as massaging the neck. It wasn't technically massaging his neck, but we do actually what we call a pull, but you just feel that's what it feels like. And so most people are going to say that's not an unpleasant feeling. It's right. Very, very gentle.
No, it's easy.
Yes. And it's so gentle, and not to say that you can't do other types of chiropractic to any other of the population. But a lot of people are very hesitant sometimes about bringing their children in if they feel like, you know, they're going to be popped, cracked, and twisted. But the youngest patient I've had is a couple of days old. And so we can adjust from the very, very young to the very, very old, and anything in between. And if you come in and you're hurting, you don't have to worry about being induced in more pain at that time to get a correction.
Yeah, it is truly very easy, very well tolerated, and you know, like you said, down to what, 2 days old.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Actually, a patient I saw the other day, I think he was 2 or 3 days old. Yep,
amazing.
And love taking care of those babies.
Did they come in for a reason?
Yes. A lot of times, some of my patients have been seeing me for a while and see how well their young children, if they had a specific reason to bring them in, and we can talk about those as well, or if they had something that they had to come in for, they got help with, they trust me now. And so they would bring their children in just wanting them to get checked. So if there's anything there before that can be, you know, looked at before it becomes a problem is really, really important. For birth, I mean, sometimes that can be a traumatic process for the baby, depending on how they were birthed and the situation. And this baby in particular, as far as I know, did not have anything in specific. He was jaundiced, and he was induced. And then she noticed he was just really fussy and things like that. And that seems to help some, but that wasn't I've had some that have had reflux that has been helped.
Wow.
One of the main things I see with breastfeeding mothers is if the baby won't turn their head but one side, and that has helped tremendously with that.
Yeah.
Just getting that correction out. So those little things that we think you just have to live with, and that, you know, what could be wrong with the baby? I mean, they get tugged on pretty well when they're coming out of that birth canal. And then if it's a C-section, you know, there's also those implications as well. So.
Yeah, I used a duo B when early in my practice when I was still in the military, and I mean, there's been a couple of times I was like, serious, I'm going to pull the head off this baby.
Yes.
I mean, you're like cranking on that thing, and so that's very interesting. You made several points. So also that torticollis, that twisted neck thing.
Yes.
So you can help with that as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's probably awesome. One of the best things. I mean, what else are you going to do?
True.
Probably the most dramatic that I have was a baby. I think I checked this baby when she was 3 weeks old, maybe 2 weeks old. And they had to grab her out by her arm. And so she had a brachial plexus injury. So she could not use her arm. And so the mother brought her in to me, and they told her pretty much that if she did not start using her arm at 4 months old, which is 4 months, that's a long time for a baby not to use their arm,
right,
that they refer out and probably have to have surgery. And I've seen babies that has happened to, where at 2 years old, they couldn't crawl. I mean, they couldn't crawl when they're younger than two, and they're
right,
still having this at 2 years old and having to have surgery. And it's not something you want your child to have to go through. But after about a couple of weeks, she started using her arm. Then at 4 months, she could crawl normally by the time she was ready to crawl. And
that's amazing.
No issues.
And yes. So none of the potential complications of surgery, all
none.
Those kinds of things.
Yes.
You know, we talk about surgery so often, and you know, if you have appendicitis and you need your
absolutely.
Appendix taken out, surgery is the thing. You know, that's
it's
what
gonna
you
save your life.
Absolutely. And there are multiple other surgeries that are beneficial, but when we have something like this and there's any other option, my gosh, I mean, you've got to pursue that.
And what's the harm? I mean, the worst
exactly.
case scenario, it didn't get better. We're not going to harm the
right.
baby.
Right.
And then you'd have to go on that path. But I'm going to say the vast majority of the time, we're getting improvement.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So what all can upper cervical help with? What?
The list is very long. And so obviously things like musculoskeletal injuries, so neck pain, back pain, injury, it can help those heal faster, just like Dr. Edwards was talking about. It can actually help alleviate a lot of those. But I have had the gamut of knee pain. So I have a patient that came in with knee pain. She runs marathons. She ran 3 marathons in 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
And she
wow.
thought, yeah, she's actually a friend of mine. She's a little crazy.
That's more than I've run in 2 years.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a really far distance.
Is. Yeah.
And the only complication, she has knee pain. She's like, well, she trusts me because I'm her friend. And she said, well, I don't know how you're going to help me, but she's like, it's knee pain, so I'll just try it. First adjustment, no knee pain. And so that's she's amazing. Been, and she was able to run the rest of her marathons without any issue. And so we have those musculoskeletal type injuries. But I've also had people who have headaches. And so headaches have a lot of different reasons why we have headaches. But if you're not clearing that interference, it sometimes even though some of those reasons can't help. And I will say I have a huge reduction in people having coming in with migraines and headaches of any kind.
So you said that interference, clearing that interference, what does that mean?
In chiropractic talk, we have neurological interference. And so whenever you have a spinal misalignment, the nerves are not able to freely flow back and forth. And that can be either hyperactive, so they're flowing too much, or they're getting impinged. And so that just blocks that nerve conduction the best possible way, in its optimal way. And so when we make spinal correction, it clears that. And so then there's not that nerve interference there any longer.
So and talking about that, I forget the word you said, the flow. So to clarify, the nerves, aren't flowing themselves. The impulse
correct.
That the nerve transmits is flowing.
Correct.
So just to be clear, just in case somebody doesn't understand the anatomy and all those kinds of things, it's the nerve stays in place. It's the conduction that goes down the nerve. So it's like a wire in your house and having the electrical current flow through it. That's what gets interrupted. And with adjustments, we can help restore normal flow of the electricity, the impulse. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we should probably...
We'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, talk about the implications of how to approach a chiropractor that deals with upper cervical adjustments and what else we can do.
Sounds good. Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high-intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
Okay, and so we are back, joined today with Dr. Chad Edwards and Dr. Crystal Lewis, and we're talking about upper cervical chiropractic. And so we're getting into it, and really, I know that there's a bunch of listeners out there that are kind of saying, well, how, it's kind of like they're on the fence. Like, do I have enough of an issue with, you know, maybe pain or the way that I'm favoring a side of my body or anything? Does this apply to me? And so for all the listeners out there, how do they know? Who should be listening?
Well, it's very broad because I'm going to say anyone, but of course, then they're not going to listen because they're just like, oh, you're talking to everybody.
Yeah.
But I will say that anyone who does not feel like they're feeling their best in whatever what capacity, because just getting those interference reduced or cleared can bring back energy. It can bring back fatigue. So even if you're just more tired than usual, if you're having any kind of aches and pains, if you're not feeling your best, if you can't get up in the morning, any types of those, you know, the obvious, obviously, if you're having pain and discomfort where you can't function like you want to every day, for sure. But if you're not, if you feel like you can, you should be able to feel better, then absolutely come in and see me.
Okay. So if there's room for improvement in some area, if you feel like anything less than your optimal self, because we're That's not right. trying to get normalcy here. Okay. We're not
right.
trying
Correct.
To,
right.
we're not trying to hit the median of the population.
No.
We're trying to get to the optimal level,
right.
optimize your health. Okay.
Right.
So what are some most common areas where you might see somebody, what are some common cases, you know, for whether it be maybe occupations that come in or particular issues, or what do you typically see?
I do see a lot of musculoskeletal because that's where people think first. And so I see that. But even NUCA, which is the National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, has done a study where it actually has lowered blood pressure, so that this specific type of upper
right.
cervical adjustment can lower blood pressure. So that is even something if you're having a hard time diet, exercise, doing what your doctor's asking you to do, but you can't keep your blood pressure down. That could be something that you could come in for.
So if you have high blood pressure, you should look into upper cervical chiropractic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And things, if you have anything that's chronic pain or stress, stress is one of the things, is one of the most common things I've seen lately that has caused a spine to go out of alignment. We don't think stress affects us. We think, oh, we can handle our stress, but stress, emotional, mental, even physical stress, all of that can play a toll. And so that's something. Depression, that plays into that neurological interference. And there's some other things that can play into depression as well, obviously, but I've seen people for that, and actually, because if their energy and their is increased, it helps. If they have any numbness, so like disc herniations, bulges, this is a very, very safe way to treat those. And in a lot of cases can prevent you from having surgery if that's something that you're thinking you have to have.
What are the alternatives? Surgery? Most people would just typically just jump straight to surgery, or what's the deal?
Long-term alternatives, yes, is just pain management and surgery.
Mm-hmm. So anti-inflammatory medications, muscle relaxers, you know, and of course we deal with this a lot with prolotherapy. You get the patient that comes in, they're having pain or whatever, and they'll go to their doctor, they put them on anti-inflammatories, they'll put them on their muscle relaxers. They might send them to physical therapy. If they don't improve with those, they'll get an MRI, and they'll send them to an orthopedic surgeon who, if there's something on MRI that looks abnormal, then they'll say, well, you need to get surgery. So this is the patient at Revolution Health and Wellness Clinic, because through a comprehensive approach, and certainly with Dr. Lewis, and we could do prolotherapy, we can look at a number of different things, and
correct.
And with upper cervical chiropractic, it's a great addition to that overall comprehensive picture. And how do we correct this?
We have a patient that you referred to me just recently. That you had been doing prolo on his knee. His knee is doing great, and right. Now he's seeing me, and he's improving significantly. Right. So he's been able to get the benefit of both.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about it before, and something that I know you're passionate about, and that's kind of like why I'm shamelessly bringing it up. But right here, it's something that, in a majority of patients, it is going to improve their health and their function of their body, in the majority.
Yes.
But worst case scenario, it's not going to do any harm.
Correct.
That's right.
And so therefore, if you still have to escalate to surgery, that's not taken off the table by going and seeing a upper cervical chiropractor.
Correct. Yes. And that is the thing. We're not going to make your surgery come faster. Mm-hmm. We're not going to, there's no harm into coming. You're not going to hurt. I mean, and like I said, the vast majority, the worst case, you don't get better.
Mm-hmm.
Your symptoms don't change. And there's been cases that has happened, but that is not the majority.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So for all the listeners out there, how do they learn more about this? Where would you suggest that they learn more about it? How do they schedule an appointment? What is the information that they need?
Well, definitely check our website out at revolutionhealth.org. I need to get the website mm-hmm. correct. Revolutionhealth.org would be the first place. And then, there's some links there. And then if you're not in our area, there's some other places that you can go on the web and just check. You can go to nucca.org, nucca.org. Not all of the upper cervical chiropractors will be listed on there. That's a specific upper cervical technique. And then there's also one called UPC, spine.com, and it's UPC, spell out spine.com, and they'll have some links to other types of upper cervical chiropractic in the different area that you're in.
Very
and
cool.
The nucca.org, by the way, it's a paid
correct.
Thing. So chiropractors will go on there and they'll pay to get their name listed.
Correct.
So that's why.
So and, not everybody will be on there.
Right.
Sure. Yep.
There's a lot of stuff like that. You can pay a lot of money and get your name on a prolotherapy list and be listed on there. All you do is pay money. It doesn't mean that you're good at what
correct.
They're promoting. It just means that you paid your bill.
I paid to actually be listed on the tallest podcasters list. That was what I paid to be on.
I would think that you would be an honorary member.
Oh, okay. That's fair. I respect that. Dr. Edwards, Dr. Lewis, thank you guys so much for joining us today. Anything in closing?
Guys, just consider the comprehensive picture. Consider upper cervical. Find out why you feel the way you feel and do whatever you can to get better.
Until the next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.